pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our current Bible study is about dispensations, and I've invited you to take a walk with me, a dispensational walk from the beginning to the beginning, from Genesis all the way through the Bible to the book of Revelation, where it says God created all things new. And this is a new beginning in Revelation. So we see in Genesis the creation, the beginning, and then we see in Revelation a new beginning. So a dispensational walk. And right now we're looking at dispensation number 5, and that is the law. This would be from Mount Sinai to Mount Calvary. And I believe that it is actually, we actually see this as the church is really, it comes out visibly in the upper room. And I believe that the dispensation of the law actually ends at Mount Calvary. And we're going to see this a little bit later as Jesus said, "It is finished." And let me remind you that he did not finish the law. He kept the law, but he did not do away with the law. He said he came to fulfill the law. Well, God has always had a plan, and he's never caught off guard. Well, notice with me, if you would, that in the dispensation of innocence, the first dispensation we've looked at, man failed God. And then we see in the dispensation of conscience, the second dispensation, man failed God. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 12 says, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth." And let me back up just a little bit about innocence, the dispensation of innocence. This is when Adam partook of the forbidden fruit of that tree that the Lord told him not to eat of. Remember, Eve was tempted, and Adam gave in to temptation. He did eat of that fruit. But the Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And that one man that brought sin into the world, of course, was Adam. And we see there in that dispensation of innocence that man failed God. And I've said this before, it tells us that one man, and that's Adam, sin came into the world, but we can't blame Adam for our personal sin. Death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Every person is without excuse. Well, dispensation of innocence, man failed God, and the dispensation of conscience, man failed God. And then in the dispensation of human government, man failed God. You read about this in Genesis chapter 11, in verse 4, it talks about the Tower of Babel, how that people wanted to stay in one place, and God had given the instructions to man by that time and during the time of these three dispensations to go into all the world. Now, I know that Jesus gives us that admonition in the New Testament, go into all the world, teach and preach the gospel. Well, God told people to be fruitful and multiply, and I believe that's not only talking about people themselves reproducing themselves. I believe that it's speaking about telling others about Jesus Christ. So these people in the dispensation of human government failed God by not going forth. Well, we know by reading that at the Tower of Babel, God confused their language. They couldn't understand each other, so they had to scatter. And this was another way that God used man to go into the world and tell others about him. And notice, in the dispensation of promise, the fourth dispensation, man failed God once again. In Exodus chapter 14 and chapter 17, 14 through 17, there was unbelief and disobedience to God. Man failed God. Well, now, so far, in the dispensation of the law, if you've been following along, we have seen the failure of man in listening to God in this dispensation right now. When I say right now, I'm talking about the dispensation we're studying, and that is the law. Exodus chapter 16 and verse 2 says, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness." Children of Israel, they were never satisfied. God had brought them out of Egypt, and they started murmuring immediately and complaining and causing trouble. And we see in Exodus 19 and verse 4 that God reminded the people, "Ye have seen." They saw all of the miracles that God had performed, what he had given them. But the people continued to murmur and disobey God. So the law was given. Well, why did God give the law? What can the law do for a person? Can the law save a person? Can a person gain eternal life by trying to keep the law? Suppose a person keeps all of the commandments except one. Would this person be considered a keeper of the law or a breaker of the law? What is the penalty for breaking the law? And in what ways can the law be compared to a mirror? Is the law something bad or is the law something good? Did anyone ever keep the law and obey the commandments perfectly? Well, some of those questions we're going to answer as we continue our study in the dispensation of law. Well, when we look at this, the law, I see, first of all, that the law condemns all men. Think about yourself. Have you kept God's law or have you broken God's law? Are you guilty or are you innocent? Consider the greatest commandment of all. And this is the king of all laws, and it is found in Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 38. You can also look at Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, and we're going to do that. Well, Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 38, it says, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus is being asked this question. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." And Deuteronomy 6:5 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Well, let me ask, have you obeyed this command perfectly? Are you able to say, "Every day of my life I have loved God with all my heart, and with all my soul, and with all my mind"? Have there been times in your life when you have not loved God as much as you should have? Have you always given God first place in your life? Has the Lord always been your first love? Or have you loved other things or other people more than the Lord? Have you obeyed the greatest commandment of all? Well, suppose that you could say you have never broken the Ten Commandments. Well, this would mean you have never broken God's law. Well, right now, I'd like for you to stop and think with me just for a moment, if you would. And let's take a test together. And as I read these commandments, I would like for you to answer true or false. True if you've kept these Ten Commandments that we're going to look at right now, or false if you have broken any of the commandments. And I'm going to give you a definition as we go through these Ten Commandments. The first commandment, Exodus 20 and verse 3. Now, you can turn there if you have your Bible. Open that up, and I encourage you to do this every time that we meet for study. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Well, this means that you could be saying, if you've kept the law perfectly, if you've done this, "I have always put the Lord first and have always given the Lord first place in my life. I have never let anything or anyone else take the place that God should have in my life." Now, if you can say that you've done that, then you can say true that you've kept that commandment. Or if you haven't, you have to say false. Well, the second commandment, Exodus 20 and verse 4, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. If you can say this, I have never worshipped anything with an image, money, a cross, pictures of angels, an empty tomb that may or may not be where the body of Christ once laid, and so forth. You see, let me say this, that to worship an image is superstitious blasphemy. If you could say, I've never worshipped a golden calf, a crucifix, a statue representing Mary, who is not the mother of God, you've never worshipped a church building or any other thing man creates. If you say that you have never done those things, then you can say true that you have never broken that law. But if you've broken it, you must say false. Well, the third commandment, Exodus 20 and verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Can you say this? I have never taken the Lord's name in vain or used God's name in a careless or thoughtless way. I have always treated God's name with reverence and respect. Now, if you've never taken the Lord's name in vain and you've always respected him and his name, then you could put true there that you have kept that commandment. But if you've ever taken God's name in vain, whether it would be considered Christian cussing or not, and we'll go into that later on possibly about Christian cussers, but if you've ever said anything and taken God's name in vain, then you have to put false. You've never, or you didn't keep that commandment. Well, the fourth commandment is this, Exodus 20 and verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Well, since the Hebrew word Sabbath does not mean Saturday or seventh day, and this may shock you, but it doesn't mean it does not mean Saturday or seventh day, but rather rest or intermission. That's what it means, rest or intermission. If you can say this, I have always set aside a day in the week when I take time for God. I have always set aside a day in which I allow my spirit to rest in the arms of God in prayer and reading God's word. If you can say that, then you've kept the commandment. You can put down true. But if there's time in your life when you've never done that, then you have to say false. Well, the fifth commandment is this, Exodus 20 and verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Well, if you could say this, I have always honored my parents and have given them the highest respect. I have never disobeyed my parents, and when I was younger, I never needed or deserved a spanking. Well, if you can say that, then you can put true down there that you have kept that commandment. Well, I'm going to stop here, and we're going to pick up next time with number six of the Ten Commandments. And let me ask you, how did you do on these first five? Can you say in all honesty that you've done that all of your life, that you've kept all of these five commandments and you've never broken one of them? Well, think about it. And the next time that we start again in the sixth commandment, I want you to remember the first five. And remember in your heart and in your mind, if there's ever been a time when you broke one of God's laws, one of the first five. And then we're going to look at the rest of them, starting with verse six next time. Well, God bless you for listening. And let me invite you to listen once again as we continue our study in the dispensation of the law. Let's pray. Father, I pray now for that person who has never trusted you as Savior. May that person come to a saving knowledge before it's too late. Today is the day of salvation. You've said that in your word. Now is the accepted time. We're not promised tomorrow, Lord, and I pray that that person who's listening right now, who needs you, I pray that person would trust you right now and ask you to save them for Jesus' sake.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.